Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message. Blessings, everybody. I'm so happy to be with you guys on this wonderful, wonderful day of 2019. It's a great year. I'm excited for this year. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Keep sending in your emails and any requests that you have. We're excited about this new year. God has been speaking a lot to us, and we've been hearing God, and He's got great, great plans in store for each and every one of you. I want to come to you today because I have felt for quite some time, I want to talk to you a little bit about, in a short podcast, about healing and getting healed properly. You know, something that I have seen in just ministering people over the years is that most Christians, they truly live in the middle. Most Christians don't really live outside the middle. In other words, what I'm trying to say is most people live in never really conquering, if you will, reaching or attaining the promised land. They get stuck in the middle because of traumas, because of hurts, because of rejection, because of all kinds of offenses. And sometimes people don't process hurt, trauma correctly. Sometimes people don't know how to get healed correctly. So it's like a wound. If you don't treat that wound correctly, it's going to breed infection. And I feel that there is so much infection in the body of Christ that rather than us becoming believers that are supposed to be the light and believers that are supposed to be examples of a soul that has already been saved and sanctified. And, you know, most believers, they attain salvation, but then they find and they go on this journey of Christianity, and we're going to encounter all kinds of difficulties. We're going to encounter offenses, people that hurt us, people that wrong us, be it family members, people that betrayed you, walked away from you, people that hurt you. And it's so key. And I have this, a burden in my spirit, if you will, to just teach people how to heal properly. I can't stress that enough. You must heal properly. You must heal correctly. If you don't heal right, you're going to breed infection. And infection, after a while, it starts to smell. And so we aren't smelling like the glory of God. We're not smelling like the presence of God. You know, believe it or not, but the presence of God has a beautiful odor. Smells like heaven. So we don't start smelling like heaven because we're carrying around all kinds of bondages because of the wound. And so it's so key for us to really get free. And one of the things that I have found that most people that do not process healing correctly or a trauma correctly, if you will, and don't get healed correctly, are people with pride. And I'm finding that spirit, the Lord spoke to me at the beginning of the year and He said, build me a church without mixture. And so there is a lot of mixture in the body of Christ, you know, and what I mean by that is we've got the good and we've got the bad. And the Bible speaks of, in the book of Galatians, it says that the sweet and the bitter and the sweet waters, they cannot flow from the same fountain. And so we cannot, God is not a God of mixture. We have to become healed from last year. We have to let go of that. God already paid the price. You don't have to carry around your pain. You do not have to carry around your offense and then excuse yourself as to why you're angry still. Listen, you can let go of that hurt and you can let go of that offense. And it's possible through the love of God and through the presence of God to be completely healed. And so I find that most people that do not heal accordingly are carrying a lot of pride. Last year, at the beginning of the year, the Lord spoke to him and He said, deal with the pride in the people. He said, because most of them that carry pride are not going to make it in 2018. And sure enough, I saw so many people fall away, all because of a spirit of pride. And so I want to come with this podcast because I'm going to hit that spirit, because it is a Leviathan, ugly, nasty spirit. And I am finding that most people that are hurt, you know, they carried rejection, or there's lust in their heart, or there's hurt, or, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, things inside of their heart. Most of those people is because they don't want to let it go. It's a prideful thing rather than surrendering it. And so I find that a lot of people that carry around lust, insecurity, and shame, and fear, and self-righteousness, and rejection, even religious spirits, all these types of different spirits that, you know, that attach themselves to people, and it gives reason to people to hold on to their pride. And something that I'm finding is that dealing with a lot of people, I find that a lot of people who battle rejection, maybe they were rejected in the past, they feel like they have a reason to hold on to the pride. And they may not say, well, I'm prideful because, but somebody who's rejected sometimes will carry on and hold on to this pride because it empowers them. It makes them feel better. And so that's one of the nastiest, ugly spirits. You have to be free. You cannot hold on to any anger or bitterness. There is freedom through the blood of Jesus. There is freedom. And so I'm finding that a lot of these people, they're just overly, you know, they're overly critical. There's a lot of characteristics to that spirit of pride. And sometimes when people carry a lot of hurt and offense, you know, you could be an offended soul. Did you know that your soul can actually carry offense to such a degree that now your soul is offended? And people that are offended, they carry grudges. They're grudge holders. You know, they have a doctor's degree in holding a grudge. I mean, they can remember details. You forgot about it, and they're still bringing it up. And you're like, girl, we're in 2019. You're like, dude, get over it. That was like 3 months ago. You know, we've got to learn how to let go. And we've got to get past all that stuff, because if you don't, listen, you're going to go around in a circle. You're going to go around the same mountain. People with rejection, you know, you look at people with rejection, because people with rejection, they crave a lot of affirmation, you know, and always from the wrong source. And all that stuff is going to hinder you. We've got to be free, guys. We've got to be free in 2019. I mean, if it's one thing that this fast got to do for you, if you're fasting, you've just got to be free. You've got to let it go. You say, well, how do I do that? Through surrender. And that takes humility. You know, a prideful person cannot be free. A prideful, arrogant person will hold on to the grudge, and they have reason to hold on to it. It's because you did such and such. And you know what I'm finding? And I don't know if you can, you know, testify to this, many of you that are listening to me or watching me, but oftentimes you're evolving, you're transforming, and then somebody remembers of something that you did maybe about a year ago or maybe 5 months ago, and you're looking at them, you're like, I'm sorry, I'm not that same person anymore. You can't judge me 5 months ago. I'm not that person. But somebody who's so prideful will remind you of who you used to be. God doesn't even do that. God doesn't even remember your sins. The Bible says he's so merciful. He doesn't even remember your sins. The Bible says that he buried them under the sea. He doesn't even do that. He's a merciful God. And if we want mercy, we've got to show mercy. And I find people will do that. They will all of a sudden, they remind you, well, you did this 3 months ago. Well, that was 3 months ago. Forgive me. Let it go. But they can't let it go. And there they are rehashing it. And it gives them every excuse to go do all kinds of things because you did so and so. And so they justify their sin by going and doing their thing all in the name of, well, you did this. But that doesn't justify the fact that you have sinned. And that doesn't make it right. And so you've got to be free this year, church. You've got to be free. 2019 has got to be freedom for you. You can't carry it around anymore. Listen, the world is getting wickeder. We have to be a people that are light. You can't be a wounded believer. Wounded believers don't do anything. They go backwards. We're not called to go backwards. We're called to go forward. And so I find that because of pride, people do not, they don't allow themselves to just surrender and just be free. I'm going to leave you with the scripture, and it's found in Proverbs, and it's a very powerful scripture. You know, this scripture, the Bible says that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall, Proverbs 16:18. And so pride is connected to destruction. It will block the blessing of God in your life. People that are prideful, they resist correction. They resist instruction. They resist submission. They avoid it at any cost. They avoid it. They create these like fortresses, if you will. Picture a fortress. They create fortresses around their emotions in order to avoid any form of conviction. That is a prideful person. Just to avoid any form of conviction, they they just put a fortress around their emotions. And so hear me, you've got to detect the pride in your life. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. He will hear you. The Bible says he resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. As a matter of fact, somebody who doesn't obey, listen to this, somebody who doesn't obey the word of God, the Bible says it in James chapter 1, somebody who does not obey the word of God, they just hears of the word, but they don't obey what God is doing. They start to enter into self-deception. Prideful people are in self-deception. They don't want to admit that they're wrong. Listen, it takes two to fight. There's always a second. There's always a second story. There's always another opinion. You've got to let that stuff go. Nothing is worth it. Hear me. Nothing is worth losing the presence of God. Nothing in your life. The presence of God is something that you've got to take care of. You've got to protect it. The presence of God is the place of refuge, the place of sanctify, where God sanctifies you. It is a place of deposit. The presence of God is something that you are going to have to protect in 2019, and it's got to increase like never before. So I want to encourage you, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God and let God heal you. So if you're hurting today, if you say, man, I'm carrying this grudge, I still remember what happened in this season, you have got to pursue letting go of the past. Let it go. Humble yourself. It takes humility to say, God, I thank you. Look, listen, it takes humility for you to say, God, thank you. Thank you that you allowed that to happen because I'm better because of it. That takes humility. In other words, being grateful. A humble person is always grateful. An arrogant person is ungrateful. They forgot. They are ungrateful. You cannot enter into this year full of pride. So I just declare that that spirit of Leviathan is leaving your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray right now for every person that's watching in the name or listening. I declare that the presence of God is going to invade your life, invade your home, invade your heart. And allow the love of God. You know, the love of God is what sets people free. I declare that you will enter into the love of God. And anything that is suffocating the love of God in your life, I command it to break in the mighty name of Jesus. And with the blood of the Lamb, I bind any suffocating spirit that has come to suffocate the breath of God and even the love of God from flowing over your life. The Bible says nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate you from that love. So I pray right now that the healing power of God begin to heal your mind, heal your heart from any offense. Let it go. Forgive the people that have hurt you. Be free in Jesus' name and get on this incredible journey that God has for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.